Have you ever walked by or listened to a group of teenagers just talking in random words and not really sure what they're saying because those words might not be accurate to the topic they're speaking? One of those words or one of those phrases is "that's the thesis." Those of you who do not know what that is might think that they're talking about a refreshing herbal tea that just hit the spot. But in reality, they're talking about some story news or the latest rumors. The phrase "calling on the name of the Lord" is another phrase that can be frequently misunderstood. This phrase ties to baptism and has a deeper meaning than it seems. First, we must view where calling on the name of the Lord is mentioned in the Bible. It is first seen in Acts 2:21. It says, "And it shall come to pass that whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved." This was spoken during Peter's sermon in the first sermon about the gospel after Jesus had died. The second time we see it is in Acts 22:16. It says, "And now are you waiting? Arise and be baptized and wash away your sins, calling on the name of the Lord." This was told during Paul's conversion story. The last time we see it is in Romans 10:13. It reads, "For whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved." This phrase is mentioned three times in the New Testament. How does it relate to baptism? In Peter's sermon in Acts 2:38, Peter said, "Repent, and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit." It says repent and be baptized, but in Acts 2:21, he said, "Calling on the name of the Lord, and you shall be saved." He can't contradict himself, because if he did, the whole Bible would be a lie. God's authority or name must be relied on, and it must be confessed calling on his name. Then we have to be baptized, and the result would be reaching Christ's blood for salvation. Now that we've viewed how our phrase connects with baptism, let's see how denominations have misinterpreted this context entirely. People view it as the sinner's prayer. They believe that the way you are saved is by just asking Christ into your heart. But it says in Matthew 7:21, "Not everyone who says to me, 'Lord, Lord,' shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father." What is the will of his Father? That is baptism. If Bible is not essential, then it's lying to itself, because there's so many verses that has baptism support in it. In Acts 2:38, 22:16, and Mark 16:16, and in the Great Commission. The only explanation is both are necessary. The only way to gain salvation is in Romans 10:13-15 and 17. It says, "For whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. How then can they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach unless they are sent? As it is written, 'How beautiful are the feet of those who preach the gospel of peace, who bring glad tidings of good things.' So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God, who brings glad tidings," hearing of the word of God. So we must hear the word, believe in it, confess it, calling on his name, being baptized, and remaining faithful. Baptism and calling on the name of the Lord are tied together in many locations in the Bible. They cannot be dusted off as not essential to salvation. Without either one, we cannot inherit salvation.